But you ought to love the church because Jesus loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians 5 and verse 25. The church is a New Testament institution. Jesus is its builder. He is its owner. He is its savior. Jesus adds all of the saved to the church. Acts 2 verse 47. And we ought to also stand while I'm there. Love the church. Love it in your actions. But we ought to stand in our belief. We love the church. And we wouldn't do anything to harm the church of the Lord. And anything the church of the Lord needs for its growth, we will give. Let's stop being spectator members who just act whenever we want to. Let's take a stand for the blood bought, Christ on, Christ saved, Church of Jesus Christ. And let's stand for the plan of salvation. Teachers teach those little kids. Four steps to salvation. Hear, believe, repent, confess. Well, five with that one. Be baptized. You're never going to teach kids anything more important in their lives. And while we're doing the five-finger exercise, we can say Bible baptism. There is no such thing as Church of Christ baptism. I could not care two figs whether you were baptized in a Church of Christ or by a Church of Christ preacher, but there's Bible baptism. And according to the Bible, it is a burial in water of a penitent believer for the remission of sins, and you've got to obey it from the heart. And I'm going to preach that till the day I die.